We've already seen, okay, so Jesus died on the cross, nailed to the cross. He died, and then he was taken down and put in the tomb, and the stone was rolled over the front of the tomb. But the story doesn't end there, does it? Wonderfully, the story doesn't end there. Easter Sunday, we celebrate. And let's see why we celebrate. We've just read the passage why we celebrate. Okay, let's have egg number five. Who's got egg number five? Who's got it? Ruby, have you got egg number five? Lovely. Would you bring that to me? Lovely. Thank you very much. Oh, egg number five. I think we've got egg number five here. Oh, we've got another egg number five. Are there two egg number five? Yes. Some of the eggs already had numbers. This is the one I wanted, though, so thank you, Ruby. Sorry at the back. Okay, let's open this up. Okay, let's see what's inside. Now, do you know what that is? What's that, do you think? It's a stone, isn't it? Yeah. Do you want to come and see? There you go. So what do you think that is? It's a stone. That's right. It's a stone. We've got a stone there, and we've got a Bible verse. Well done, Ruby. Would you like to go and sit back down? Sit back with Mummy. Mummy and Daddy. Ben. Okay, so we've got a stone. Okay, the original was bigger. Okay, you just got to imagine that's a long way away. All right? So the stone. And the Bible verse says, so it's from Matthew 28, we just had this read. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. Okay, so now this is part of an arrival, a dramatic entrance. This is the arrival of the messenger, the arrival of the angel. And this was incredibly dramatic. We're told in the first verse of chapter 28 that the women arrived at the tomb. But then verses 2 and 3 say what happened before the women arrived. And they say that the angel appeared. Now, this was a dramatic entrance. Now, I just want you to think, boys and girls, talk with mums or dads or the person next to you, and grown-ups, talk with the person next to you. If you wanted to make a really dramatic entrance at a party, what would you do? How would you do it? What would you wear? Okay, talk with the person next to you. Go. Okay, enough. We don't have time for more, but you could talk about it more later. Okay, give me some answers. Well, how would you make a dramatic entrance? Come on, hands up. You were talking. I saw lots of you talking. Come on, let's have them. Sam, what do you got? Explosives. Nice. Boom, as you arrive. What else? Come on. Birthday suit. That would be very dramatic. Thank you. Thank you for not arriving dramatically today. So what else? Yes, what have you got there? Yes, yes. Little girl, yeah? Say it again. A solar eclipse. You would organise a solar eclipse. You have great power. What else? What else? Come on, give me more. Hire some trumpeters for a fanfare. This is getting dramatic. Okay, what else? Pat? Wear a big hat. Nice one. Like what you're doing. Julie, did you have some? Drum roll. Big drum roll. Trumpets, big hat. Lovely. Okay, this is going well. Yes, thank you. A big elephant. Your big elephant to come in. Are you on the elephant or behind? You could do either. On it. Why not? Okay. However dramatic you're going to go, it's not going to be as dramatic as this angel. Okay. This angel arrives and this angel knows what he's doing to make an entrance. Okay. We've got some actions to go with this. This is how the angel arrives. Okay. Join with me with the actions. Okay. First off, there's an earthquake. So shake. Thank you. Like there's an earthquake. Shake! Okay. Okay, thank you, Tobe. Sit back up. Then the angel comes down from heaven. So point up and coming down. Okay, very impressive. And then goes to the tomb and rolls the stone away. Okay, so rolling the stone away, how do you think the angel's going to do it? Is it going to be hard? Is it going to be easy? Dead easy. Okay, I think you're right. Just there you go. Stone gets rolled away. His appearance was like lightning. So we go like that. Oh. okay, and was white as snow. I mean, this is a dramatic, you know, really dazzling, not birthday suit, but dazzling in brightness. And the guards are so afraid, they shake, another shake, thank you, and become like dead men. Thank you. Okay, now sit back up. Well done. Okay, that's quite an entrance, isn't it? But this is only the entrance of the messenger. All right, this is only the person who's come to bring a message. It's a bit like the postman arriving. But if your postman did this every time they arrived with letters, you'd probably get a bit fed up of it after a bit. But that's because this angel has the greatest message the world has ever known. This is the best message, so he has come in a dramatic way. Okay, the arrival of the messenger. Second, the greatest message ever. Okay, the women then come to the tomb and the angel gives the women the message. So we need the next egg. So we're going for egg number 6. So if you've got any egg with the numbers, Christopher, you guys have done well for the ones with the numbers. Well done, Christopher. Okay, now this is very exciting. Christopher, do you want to see what's in this egg? Do you know what's in this egg? Do you know what's in it? Have you already looked? Should we see what's in here? I think this is the best one, all right? This is the most exciting one. Okay, so in here, what have we got? We got the verse, and what else have we got? What else have we got? Can you see what's in there? What's in there? The answer's nothing. What's in there? Nothing, is there? There's nothing in there. There's nothing in there. Blame Melissa. I didn't do that. Okay, thank you. Do you want to take that back to Mummy and Daddy? There you go, back. I'm sure you've got other ones with chocolate in there as well. But, okay, nothing in there. Why is that exciting? Because the message was... Well, okay, let me read it to you. It's on this bit here. It says here, he is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. So, the message is this. He's not here. Now, it's rare that that is really good news. I want you to imagine that someone comes to the Walden household and they ring on the doorbell and Julie answers the door. And Julie says, yes, how can I help you? And the person says, I'm here to see Steve. And Julie says, I have some great news for you. He's not here. The person would go, oh. But this is great news, isn't it? This is great news because that's not where the angel ended. The angel said, he's not here, he has risen. That's why it's great news. Because the body that the women saw laid in the tomb is not there anymore because Jesus has risen to life again. And this is the greatest news ever. This is the greatest news. Jesus, risen from the dead. It shows that he is who he claimed to be, that he is the Son of God. It proves that he has done what he set out to achieve, to deal with our sin, that anyone who trusts in him can have their sin wiped away. It shows that he has defeated death, our greatest enemy. This is the greatest news ever. If you're not a Christian today, what's stopping you from turning to Jesus? What's stopping you from giving your life to our King who died for us and rose to life again? How about doing it today? How about turning to Jesus today if you've never done it before? It is a wonderful thing to do. Many people here will say it is the best thing to do, is to turn to Jesus. To bow before him, to come before him, receive him as your Savior, bow before him as your Lord. Some here, maybe you've gone to Christian things, maybe you've been coming to Emmanuel for many years, and you've never made that commitment. How about today? Easter Sunday, 2017, what a great day to say, I gave my life to Jesus today. Bow before him. Can I make this really simple for you if you're not yet a believer? Maybe you've been questioning things for many years. Can I make this really simple? Did Jesus rise from the dead? If he rose from the dead, what's to stop you giving your life to him? Yet you may have a whole load of other questions. Hey, we've all got lots of questions. Being a Christian means you've probably got even more questions. But it's different asking those questions from being on the inside, being a child of God, to being on the outside. See, if you trust that Jesus rose from the dead, you've got enough information. Will you make that commitment today? Maybe you're new to Christian things or you're wanting to investigate things further. Keep coming along to Emmanuel. We'd love to have you keep coming along. We like questions. We like people who ask questions about Christian things, who ask big questions. But also, you could grab hold of Glenn's book, Love Story. It's not actually a children's book. You might have thought from the trailer it was a children's book. It's not a children's book. It's for adults. But it is about the greatest story, the greatest love story ever. And it would be a great one to get hold of if you're investigating Christian things. And if you're a Christian, this is the center of our message, isn't it? This is the center of our faith, of our lives. Because this message, he's not here, he has risen, gives hope in dark times. It is life in the face of death. It is forgiveness for sinners. It is joy in a sad and troubled world. It is purpose in a meaningless world. It is promise of forever in a world where there is so much decay and aging and death. It is our everything, isn't it? And the message is, he's not here, he is risen. Lastly, meeting the risen Jesus. Now, we don't need the last egg quite yet. We'll have that one in just a moment. But the women, they hurry from the tomb, and as they do, they suddenly meet Jesus. It says they suddenly meet him, and actually Jesus' appearing to them is far less dramatic than the angel. He just appears to them and says, greetings. And how do they respond? It says they clasp his feet, they bow down before him, clasp his feet, and they worship him. And that is the right response, isn't it? That it should be our response. He doesn't stop them doing it. It's the right thing to do, to bow before him and say, I love you, Jesus, and I will live my life for you. But wouldn't you have loved to have seen the risen Jesus? Wouldn't you have loved to have been there and to have seen him? Okay, we have a clue in our final egg. Egg number 7. Whoever's got that? Whoever's got that, would you bring that forward? Who's got egg number 7? Who's got egg number 7? Guys at the front, I thought you guys had it. Did you not have it? Who's got egg number 7? It does exist. Have you got it? Check your eggs. Check your eggs. Turn them around. Check them. Oh, have you got it? Well done. Brilliant. Would you like to bring it forward? Thank you very much. Sorry, I thought these guys had it at the front. It must be a different one. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Would you like to go back and sit back down? Thank you very much. Okay, let's see what we got in this one. If I can open it. Okay, what have we got here? Okay, what we've got here is a bit of cloud. Cotton wool. But cloud. It's cloud. You can see. Okay, and you got the verse. And the verse says this. So this is from later on, in the beginning of the book of Acts. So 40 days after Jesus had risen, says this, after he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes and a cloud hid him from their sight. So Jesus, having risen 40 days later, he goes up into heaven and a cloud, bigger than this one, hides him from their sight. And as the disciples are looking up, two angels appear with them and they say to the disciples, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus who has been taken from you into heaven will come back in the same way you've seen him go into heaven. In other words, Jesus is coming back. One day, you and I will meet the risen Jesus. We will see him face to face. In the meantime, what do we need to do? We need to respond to Jesus by worshiping him. We do need to respond. Otherwise, that day when Jesus returns will not be a good day for you. We need to respond, worshipping Jesus, and as the disciples were challenged to do, to take the message to the world, to the people around us, to our families and friends, the wonderful message that he's not here, he has risen.